God's grace and peace be yours in Christ Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. We talk a great deal about heaven, don't we? We understand it to be the fulfillment of God's plan, a return to the paradisical relationship which was God's design from the beginning and which God still promises to us, despite our now sinful nature. So, of course, we proclaim it and we promote it. But are we truly ready for it? And is that truly where our eyes are directed? The reason I asked the questions is because I encounter reluctance, even among Christians, to leave this world and to go to the holy city, the New Jerusalem, which the beloved John saw in his vision. It's more than the Apostle Paul's quandary. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain, I am torn between the two. It's more than that. Rather, it's a determination to not die at all, or at least spend as much time as possible in this life, even if it means the quality of life isn't that good. Ironically, it's the secular world which is probably more concerned about those who want to hang on to dear life using artificial means such as ventilators and feeding tubes, a term that has come into vogue in the past 2 years or so in hospital circles is futile care. Hospitals are formulating policies on futile care. And it's not just a way to say to patients and to families that there's nothing more that can be done. It also serves to prod those who insist that everything be done, even though it appear to be futile, to prod them to let go of those artificial means and procedures and let death have its moment. Paul told us a long time ago why we're reluctant to face death. He said that the law gives strength to sin, and sin stings death. Jerome Kern put it very succinctly, "I'm tired of living, and I'm scared of dying." That's what sin does to us. To be sure, all of us, whether we're young or whether we're old, want to enjoy our earthly years. They're God's gift to us, during which we who are in Christ can serve God and serve one another. But there is a better place. And it usually takes a lot of living to know that it is better. After shedding tears and mourning the passing of those who are loved by us, after ample seasons of crying and pain, whether physical or emotional or worse yet, spiritual pain and tears, there well might come the time when you and I gladly say, like my mother said to me, "When the Lord wants me, I'm ready." She had her vision of the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. She was ready for all things to be new. The reason she, my mother, could be so confident, the reason that you and I need not be reluctant or fearful, is because the one who is seated on the throne is still speaking his trustworthy words to you and to me. "I am the Lamb who was slain to pay for your sins." Death no longer has a sting. "I give you the water of life. Drink of it without cost. I am your God. You are my son, my daughter, eternally." In the power of the Alpha and Omega, we are always ready. It is done. All has been fulfilled. He, our Lord Jesus, continues to give us the water of life. He gives to us the banquet of himself, his body and his blood in the sacrament, which is a foretaste of that heavenly banquet where you and I will see him face to face, where we will be his people, and he will be with us, and he will be our God eternally. Amen.